Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Greetings, shalom, shalom, chavarim. Are we being heard? Hear, hear, hear. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, we got connection right here. Blog Talk Radio, obviously working out their situation has affected I, but I move forward onward and upward here for the first day service. Here we're fulfilling the 12th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding right here. The 12th, we fulfilled the 4th Aliyah, so here for the first day service. The fifth Aliyah, so you have the 6th and the 7th right here. Here we're completing the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is known as Bereshis in the Hebrew. In beginning called Genesis. So right here, here, here. First day, Shavuot Tov, Baruch Hashem.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, right here, 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 first day. Now, some interest right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 150. 150th Psalm here at the end of the so-called Gregorian year right here in this season. But here for the first day, the standing Psalm, Psalm 24 right here on the Stephen Marley, Naya Bingi, the Borka B, rhythm right here, 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 today's daily Psalm.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah,
Mizmor Kafdalet, Le David Mizmor. L'Adonai ha'aretz u'melo'ah, בבל ויושבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים ראשיכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ומנועה, בבל ויושבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסתבר רחם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם, ינשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, זהו זה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
מזמור תפגלת, לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויושבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים ראשיכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים ראשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
ברוך אתה אדוני.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain, jealous of the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah! Rastafari.
Sabbatical study, this Sinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, here to fulfill, here the sixth Aliyah.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here for the Sheishi, for the Sheishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayichi, here picking up the first book of Moses, of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 49, here at verse 27, for the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading, the sixth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayichi, Sabbath, and he lived. Binyamin Zaiba Yitra Fababoker Yochala Ada Witla Reva Yechaleka Shalal. Benjamin shall raven a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. Binyamin Zaiva Yitrafa Babokar. Benjamin is a wolf that raveneth. Binyamin, Zaiva Yitrafa Babokar. In the morning, Babokar, Yokala Ada Willa Ereva, Ye Chaleka Shalal. In the morning, Babokar, he devoureth the prey. Babokar, Yokala Ada Willa Erev. And at even, at evening, Willa Erev, Ye Chaleka Shalal. And at even, he divideth the spoil. All these, the 12 tribes of Israel, and this, that their father spake to them, and blessed them, everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. Kol ele shivtei Yisrael shneim asar. Wizot asher diber lahem avihem. Vaya bareka otam isha asher kebirakato beraka otam. All these, kol ele, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Kol ele shivtei Yisrael. Shneim Asar, and this with Zot, and this is it that their father spoke, and the father spake to them with Zot Asher Diber Lahem Avihem, and bless them Vayavarek Otam, every one according to his blessing. Ish asher kebirkato, everyone according to his blessing, he bless them. Ish asher kebirkato berak otam, and he charged, and he charged them, and he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me, bury I with my fathers, with my patriarchs, in the cave that, in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that, in the field of Machpelah, which before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. Whites of Otam, and he charged them, Waitzau Otam, Wayomer, and said, Wayomer Elehem, and said to them, Ani, ne safa il ami, kibruoti, illa ibotaya, illa hamiara, asher, bi sedeya, efrona, ha chiti. I am to be gathered to my people. Ani ne safa il ami. Bury me, bury I with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. Kivru oti illa evotaya illa hamara shara bi sedeya Ephron hachiti in the cave. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, ba me ara asher bia sede ha Machpelah. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, ba me ara asher bia sede ha Machpelah asher ala pene Mamre. In the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan, the Eretz Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron, the Hittite. Asher Kana Abraham Eta ha sade me eta Ephron ha Hitti for a possession. La ehuzata kaver, for a possession of a burying place. They buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. Shamma Kabrua et Avraham we eta Sara ishto. Shama kabrua et Yitzhaka we eta Rivka ishto. We shama kabartia et Leia. Zeya shama there. Shama there. They buried Avraham and Sarah, his wife, his Isha, Eshet, his Oset, Shama Kavrua et Avraham, with Eta Sarah Ishto, Shama Zeya, they buried Isaac, Avrua et Yitzhak, and Rivka, and Rebecca, his wife, with Eta Rivka Ishto, and Rivka, Rebecca Ishto, his Eshet, Oset, with Shama, Kavarti, Eta, Leah, and Zeya, with Shama, Kavarti, I buried Eta, Leah, I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that therein from the children of Heth, Mikne, Ha sade we ha mi'ara asher ba'uwa me'eta b'nei chait. And when Jacob Yaakov had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered to his people. Vaikala Yaakov le tsaota et Tabanayo, Waya ye a sofa raglayo, Ilaha mita, Waya ye gawa, Waya ye asef, Illa amay. And when Jacob made an end of commanding his sons, Waikala Yaakov le tsaot et tabanayo, he gathered up his feet, Waye sofa raglayo, into the bed, Elaha mita, and expired, Wayigwa, and expired, and was gathered to his people, Waye asefa illa amai. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Hear, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 50. The burial of Yaakov, the burial of Jacob. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. And the physicians embalmed Israel, and the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. And the Egyptians mourned for him for 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake to the house of Pharaoh, the great house, saying, "If now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, the great house, saying, 'My father made I swear, saying, Lo, look, I die, in my grave which I have digged for me, for I, in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou, the eye, bury me. Now, therefore, let me go up, let me aliyah, let me go up, I pray, the eye, and bury my father, and I will come again.'" And when the days of his mourning was past, and when the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph spoke to the house of Paro, to the house of Pharaoh, Vayadaver Yosef el Beit Paro, saying, "Lemor, if now I have found favor in your eyes, inna matzati achein be'aynechem, if now I have found favor in y'all eyes, inna matzati achein be'aynechem, speak, I pray the eye, davruna, speak, I pray the eye, davruna, in the ears of Paro, in the ears of Pharaoh, in the ears of the great house, davruna b'azne Pharaoh, saying, Lemor, avi, hisha b'ani, Lemor, hine anochi mait, b'kivriya ashera kariti li, b'eretz k'na'an shama tika b'reini. Ata e Elena we ekabra etavi we ashuva. My father made me, made I swear, avi he shall be ani, saying, Lemor, hine, behold, hine anoki mate, lo, I die, hine anoki mate, in my grave which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, b'kivri asher kariti li b'eretz Canaan, there, shama, there shalt thou, the eye, bury me, there shalt I bury I, shama, now, therefore, let me make I go up, make I aliyah, wa'ata, e'elena. Now, therefore, make I go up, wa'ata, e'elena, and bury my father, we'ekabira etavi, and I will come back, where Ashuva, Ashuva, and Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, "Go up, aliyah up, and bury thy father, according as he made thee, the I swear." Vayomer paro elei, ukvor etavika, Ka'ashara he shabi aika. Go up, elay, elay, ascend, elay, go up and bury thy father, elay, ukora etarika, according as he made thee, I swear. Ka'ashara, he shall be Aika. And Joseph, Yosef, went up, Aliyah up, to bury his father. And with him went up, Aliyah up, all the servants of Paro, all the servants of the great house, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. And all the house of Yosef, of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house, only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen, in the land of Gishen, in the land of Hushen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And when, and they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which beyond Yarden, Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father seven days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, "This a grievous mourning for the Egyptians." Wherefore, the name of it was called Avel Mitzrayim, which beyond Yarden. Yoshev ha'aretza ha'kena'ni. And when the inhabitants of the land ha'kena'ni, the Canaanites, saw Wayar Yoshev Ha'aretza Hakena'ni Eta Ha'evela Be Goren Ha'atad, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, in the threshing floor of Atad, Be Goren Ha'atad, Wayomru, they said, Wayomru, and they said, Avel, Kaved ze, le Mitzrayim, this, a grievous, a heavy, a honorable mourning to the Egyptians, for the Egyptians, Wayomru, and they said, Avel, Kaved, Avel, Kaved ze, le Mitzrayim, this is a grievous, a heavy mourning for the Egyptians. Avel kaved ze le Mitzrayim. Al kain. Wherefore, al kain, therefore, al kain kara shemaha Avel Mitzrayim. Asher be ever hayarden. Wherefore the name of it was called Avel Mitzrayim, which is beyond the Jordan, Asher be Ever Hayarden. And his sons did to him according as he commanded them. For his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a burying place of Ephron, the Hittite, before Mamre. And Joseph returned to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up, all that Aliyah up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. And here at verse 15, the fear of Joseph's brethren, verse 15. And when Yosef's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will perhaps hate us, hate I and I, and will certainly requite us requite I and I all the evil which we, which I and I did to him. Wayiru Ache Yosef Ki Meitavihem. And when Joseph's brothers saw, Wayiru Ache Yosef, and when Ache Yosef, when the brethren of Joseph, Joseph's brethren, Wayiru, when they saw Wayiru Ache Yosef, Ki Meitavihem. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, Wayomru, they said, Lu Yisa Miteinu Yosef, where Hasheva Yashiva Lanu, Eitokola Haraaha Hasher Gamalnu Oto. It may be, Lu, it may be that Joseph, that Yosef, will hate us, I and I. Lu Yisa Miteinu Yosef, and will fully requite us with Hashem Yashiv Lanu all the evil which we, which I and I, which I did to him. We're Hasheva Yashiva Lanu Etokola Haraa Ashera Gamalnu Oto. And they sent a message. And they sent a messenger to Joseph saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye y'all say to Yosef, forgive, I pray that I now, the trespass of thy brethren, and their sin, and their uckery, for they did to thee evil. And now, we, and I pray that I, forgive the trespass of the servants of the Elohim, the true good, the true God of thy father. And Yosef and Joseph wept when they spake to him. And they sent a messenger. Wayas awua illa Yosefa lemor. They sent a message to Joseph saying, Wayas awua illa Yosefa lemor. Avika siwa lifnei amoto lemor. Thy father, Avika, thy father did command before he died, Avika, tziwa, lifnei amoto, saying, lemor, koh, tomru, li Yosef, hana, sana, pesha'a, acheka, where, achat atam, ki ra'ah, gemaluka, Wata sana lipesha'a avde elohe avika. Waya yedika Yosefa de davram alayo. And he sent a messenger to Joseph, a message to Joseph saying, thy father did command before he died saying, so shall ye all say to Joseph, ko. Tomru, ko tomru, li Yosef. So shall y'all say to Joseph, ko tomru, li Yosef. Forgive, I pray that I now. Anna, sana, forgive, I pray that I now. Anna, sana, pesha'a, acheka. The transgression, the rebellion, the pesha'a, acheka. Of the eye of thy brethren, where chatatam and their sin and their uckery, where chatatam ki ra'a gemaluka, for that they did to the eye evil, ki ra'aha gemaluka. And now we ata, and now we pray that I forgive. Wa'ata sana, forgive now and now. V'atasana lefesha'a avdei Elohe avika. And now we pray that I forgive, sana, forgive the fesha, the transgression, the rebellion of the servants of the Elohim, of thy father. V'ata sana lefesha'a avdei Elohe avika. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Why yevika Yosefa be davram elayu? And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, look, see, we, I and I, be thy servants. Why ya lukhu gam echayo? Why yipulu alifanayo? And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. Wayomru, and they said, Hinenu lika le avadim. Behold, we are thy bondmen. Hinenu lika. Hinenu lika la evadim. Hinenu lika la evadim. Behold, we, I and I, are thy servants. Hinenu, look, see, here it is. Lika, for the eye, la evadim. We are the eye bondmen. And Joseph said to them, fear not, for I in the place of Elohim, Vayomer Elohim Yosef, Ala tirau ki yahatachat Elohim ani. And Joseph said, fear not, Ala tirau, al tirau, fear you not, al tirau ki yahatachat Elohim ani. Am I in the place of Elohim? Ki yahatachata Elohim ani.
Ani.
But as for y'all, y'all thought evil against me, against I. But Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant it to good, to bring to pass as this day, to save much people alive, to save enough people alive. Ve'atem chishavtem alai ra'a. Elohim chishavaha le'tova le'ma'ana esoa kayom hazeh le'hachiyota am rav. And as for you all,
we're atem.
As for you all, your thought meant evil against me. We're atem. Cheshavetem alai ra'a. But Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant it for good. Elohim cheshavaha
le'tova.
To bring to pass. Lim'ana eso. Kayom, as it is this day, kayom hazeh, as it is this day, kayom hazeh, le hachiyot am rav, to save much, to save enough people alive.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, Qudus Paulus, yalo, yetasasata qal aydellem.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, He was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and His love for us that He accomplished the act of love.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And here, here, here for this RSS number 12, Yahi, here for this Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, here, 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 the Shavui, Shavui, here, the seventh Aliyah, the up offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Yahi, Sabbath, and He lived. Here, 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 the seventh Aliyah. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 50, here at verse 21.
Ve'ata ala tirau anoki ekalkel etkem ve'etat apkem v'yanachem otam v'yadaber ala libam.
Now, therefore, fear ye, fear you not.
Ve'ata ala tirau.
Now, therefore, fear y'all not. Ve'ata ala tirau. I will nourish you, I will nourish y'all. Anoki ekalkel etkem. And your little ones, and your little ones. Ve'etat apkem. And he comforted them and spake kindly, kindly to them. Wayanachem otam, and he comforted them. Wayanachem otam, and spake kindly, and spake kindly to their hearts. He spake kindly to them. Wayidaber al libam, and he spoke upon their heart. He spoke to their heart. Wayidaber al libam. The last days, and the death of Yosef, of Yawasaf, Ayusif, the last days and the death of Joseph. Verse 22. And Yosef and Joseph dwelt in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Gibbetz, in Kemet. He and his father's house, and Yosef, Joseph lived 110 years. And here, here, here for the maftir for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayachi, Sabbath, and he lived. Here, picking up with Genesis, Genesis chapter 50, here at verse 23.
Wayare Yosef le Ephraim b'nei Shia leshim kam b'nei Makira ben Menashe. Yuldu ala birke Yosef.
And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees.
Wayari'i Yosefa le Ephraim b'neya shilashim kam b'neya makira b'na minashe yuludu ala birke Yosef.
And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third.
Wayari'i Yosef le Ephraim b'nei shilashim
of the third. Also, kam, the children also of Makir, the son of Manasseh. Gam b'neya Makir ben Manasseh.
were brought up upon Joseph's knees. Yuldu ala birke Yosef. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die. And Elohim, and Elohim, and Joseph said, I die. And Elohim, true good, the true God, will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Yaakov. Vayomer Yosef illa achayo anoki meita. Elohim pakoda yifkoda etkem ve'ela etkem min haaretz hazot. Illa haaretz asher nishba'a le Avraham le Yitzhak ula Yaakov. And Joseph took an oath of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye and y'all shall carry up my bones, shall carry up my bones from hence, from here. Vayashba'a Yosefa et Bnei Yisrael le'mor pakoda yifkoda Elohim etkem ve'ha Litem eta atamotaya mizeh. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt, Mitzrayim. Vayamata Yosefa ben mea wa esera shanim. And here, fulfilling this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, known as Bereshith. Bereshith, Chazak, Chazaka, Wanita Chazeka. Be strong, we say, whenever we fulfill a book of Torah, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty. Chazak, Chazak, be strong, Wanita Chazeka. And make I and I strengthen one another. Wanita chazeka. Make I and I encourage one another. Chazak, chazaka. Wanita chazeka. So here, in fulfillment right here, of this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Bereshith. B'shem ha'av v'habein ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah achad. Be strong, and make I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak, wanita chazek, 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 chazek,
Onimru.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Oh,
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo U'Beisrael Ammo U'Benebiei Ha'emet Watzelik. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading. The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 12. Y-Yachi, and he lived. From Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21 and 22, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 9.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 15 to verse 28. Fasa ma'ab wa valetna fasa kadu sahadun lak. The word of Yahweh Buruku came again to me saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it, for Yehuda and for the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak to thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say to them, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, Behold, I will take the stick of Yosef, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, the Negadoch of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say to them, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, Behold, I will take the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, from among the heathen, where they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king, one Negus, shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms anymore at all. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their Elohim, Buruku. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Elohim, Guruku, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahweh Buruku, do sanctify Israel, for my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Jah Rastafari. Amen.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore.
That tabernacle way over all of Mount Zion. That tabernacle, that tabernacle. Oh, oh, all of Mount Zion. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. It's only them that have love. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and speak at the truth within their hearts shall enter in the whole of tabernacle of church. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have something for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, yeah, help me, I'm free.
feeling for your head. I want you as joy, I need a little gift. Food, love, and shelter, and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty, all over the land. For the people, just people, bo 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 bo, tell me who just shall abide in thy love and
liberty. Yes, 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 yes. Haftarah, the Haftarah from previous and the Haftarah here. Apology to the Khabareem. I have some technical difficulties, a missing audible, and Tarah Sahar Ahad, if you recorded that audible, when we get it, we will play it. But here, here, here for the Haftarah reading here, for the 12th sabbatical study here, for this Shabbat Strong, here from First Kings. So here, the Haftarah. Here we're going to write up the Haftarah just to fulfill, you know, all righteousness right here. The Haftarah, 1 Kings chapter 2, focus verses, verse 1 to verse 12 right here. 1 Kings. Here we have David's charge to Shlomo, to Solomon, right here. David's charge to Solomon. Basham Ha'ab Wahabain Wiruah Kadosh Yahweh Ahad, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and he who be, the one. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon, Shlomo, Baino, his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong. Therefore, Chazak, be thou strong, therefore, and shew thyself a man, and keep the charge of Yahuwah Eloheka, of he who be, thy almighty power, to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the Torah, in the law of Moshe, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that Yahuwah, he who be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, may continue devaro, his word, that he spake concerning me, concerning I, saying, if thy sons take heed to their way, to walk before me, before I in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Yisrael. If Baneka, thy sons, take heed to their way, and walk before I in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Yisrael. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to I, and what he did to the two captains of the Sabaoth, of the host of Yisrael, of Yahshua'elah, to Abner, the son of Ner, and to Amasa, the son of Yeter, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in Shalom in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, thy chokmah, and may not his hoar head, his gray head, go down to the grave in Shalom, in peace. But shew kindness, chesed, to the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and make them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me, they came to I when I fled because of Absalom, Achikah, thy brother. And behold, that thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, who cursed I for grievous cuss in the day when I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me, to meet I at Yarden, at the Jordan, and I swear to him by Yahuwah, by he who be who he be, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now, therefore, hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do to him. But his hoar head, his gray head, bring thou down to the grave with blood. The death of David. Compare and contrast 2 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 26 to 30 here. 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 10. So David slept with his fathers, his patriarchs, his ancestors, and was buried in the city of David, in the city of David. And the days that David reigned, ruled as king, as Melech, as Negus over Israel, were 40 years. 7 years reigned he, ruled he as Melech, as king, in Hebron. And 33 years reigned he, ruled he as Melech, as king, be Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. Shlomo's ascension, Solomon's ascension. Compare and contrast. First Kings chapter 2 here at verse 12 with First Chronicles chapter 29, verses 23 to 25. Verse 12. Then sat Solomon, upon the throne of David, Abiel, his father, his Ab. And his kingdom was established greatly. Here, after a reading for Shabbat Wayichi, and he lives. Glory be to Inai Father, Inai King. Kabur, the Kadamawi Chalasalasi Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. And amen. Here. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here we're going to ride up right here with the Brit Chadasha. Here with the Brit Chadasha Baraka. Right here.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua. Wehabaruch Shel Habarik Ha'Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai Notain Habarik Ha'Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
And here to fulfill all righteousness from before was lacking the 11th. So we'll go from the 11th and fulfill here for 12th right here. Shema Yisrael.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 11, Wayagash, and he drew near. From Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habain, Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Ephesians chapter 2, the method of Gentile salvation. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey.
Gam Etkim Asher Metim Hitim Bipashaikim Wechatotekim Asher Hithalaktim Bahim Kedor Haolam Hazeh Keritzon Sar Memshelet Haawir Wehu Haruach Hapoel Kaet Ibne Hameri וגם אנחנו כולנו בתוכם חלקנו לפנים בתאוות הבשר לעשות חפצי בשרנו ומחשבותינו ונהי בני רוגז בטבענו כשאר בני אדם אבל האלוהים המלא רחמים ברוב אהבתו אשר אהב אותנו אחרי היותנו מתים בפשעים החיינו עם המשיח בחסד נושעתם And you, as he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh, in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But Elohim, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Mashiach, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in HaMashiach Yeshua, in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us through HaMashiach Yeshua. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in HaMashiach Yeshua, to good works that Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakadamawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Salamone mal arsu befit
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous at the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book 1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now the days of King David denied that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son his bane, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of Yahweh that Elohim Buruku, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moshe, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and wheresoever thou turnest thyself, that Yahweh Buruku may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab the Bane Hazariah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, to Abner the Bane Haner, and to Amasa the Bane Hayeter, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his hoar head go down to the grave in peace and shalom, but show kindness to the lineage of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy Windham, my brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei the Bane Hagarar, a Benjaminite of Bahrain, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanim. But he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swore to him by Yahweh, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do to him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his father, his Abimoch, and was buried in the city of Nahweed. In the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, his Ab, and his kingdom was established greatly. Amen.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadiski Dan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 12, Vayechi, and he lived. From Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21 and 22, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 9. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Verse 22, Kaf Beit. Ba'emuna berach Yaakov et shnei bnei Yosef lifnei moto Vayistachu al rosh hamate Ba'emuna hizkir Yosef bekrab kitzo et yitzeat bnei Israel Vayitzau al atzmotayu. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Joseph. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet, verse 5, Hey. Baruch ha-Elohim, Abi Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach, Asher Kerob Rachamayu, Chazar Ve'yalad, Otanu Letikwa Chaya, Ba'hakmat Yeshua HaMashiach, Meim HaMeitim. Linchala asher lo tishachet, velo tigo'al, velo tibol hatzfuna lakim b'shemayim. Hashmurim be'oz Elohim al yad ha'emuna la teshua lehigalot la'et kates. Blessed be ha'Elohim and Ab of Adonainu Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of Elohim, through faith to salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found to the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Yeshua HaMashiach, at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lachailu, kabur lakedamawi, chaile selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
we have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
And here, fulfilling this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, known as Bereshith, Bereshith, Chazak, Chazaka, Wanita Chazeka. Be strong, we say, whenever we fulfill a book of Torah, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty. Chazak, Chazak, be strong, Wanita Chazeka. And make I and I strengthen one another. Wanita chazeka. Make I and I encourage one another. Chazak, chazaka. Wanita chazeka. So here, in fulfillment right here, of this first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Bereshith. B'shem ha'av v'habein ruach ha'kadosh Yahuwah achad. Be strong, and make I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak, wanita chazeka, 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 Onimru, 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 Onimru.
Amen.
Gonna reach
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and hand elaborate on 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 hand elaborate.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this and accepts this and accepts this and accepts this. Since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian, actively.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of Jah?
Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up
his
soul
into vanity.
Who hath not lifted up
his soul into vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah. And righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gate.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie I. Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie I. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of glory.
Light of the world.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Jesus Christus,
when Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the feats that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
Christos ne indikataru lemanim.
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. A creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men, for his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me, times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 150.
Mizmor Kufnun, Kufnun, Kufnun.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary, 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 sanctuary.
Hallelujah, El Bekocho, 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 Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power, his power, his power.
Hallelujah, Birkia Ozo, Ozo, Ozo.
Praise him for his mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts.
Hallelujah, Bigvurotav, 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 Bigvurotav.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness, 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 greatness.
Hallelujah, Cherov, good law, good law, good law, good law, good law.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet.
Hallelujah, Beteka, Shofar, 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 Shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Psaltery and harp. Psaltery and harp. Psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, benevel vechinor, 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 vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance, dance, dance.
Hallelujah, betof umahol, 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 umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs, and organs, and organs.
Hallelujah, beminim ve'ugav, 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 ve'ugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, betzilzele shama, 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 shama.
Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals, 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 cymbals.
Hallelujah, betzilzele teruah, 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 teruah.
Let everything that hath breath, 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 breath.
Kol hamneshamat, neshamat, neshamat, neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel yah, 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 yah.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, yeah, 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 yeah.
The end of the Book of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise God in his sanctuary. 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 Sanctuary.
Hallelujah. El Bekocho. 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 Bekocho.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. His power. His power.
Hallelujah. Birkia Ozo. Ozo.
Praise him for his mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts, mighty acts.
Hallelujah, Bigvurotav, 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 Bigvurotav.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness, great, great, great.
Hallelujah, Cherov, good law, good law, good law, good law.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet.
Hallelujah, Beteka Shofar, Shofar.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Psaltery and harp. Psaltery and harp. Psaltery and harp.
Hallelujah, benevel vechinor, 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 vechinor.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance, dance, dance.
Hallelujah, betof umahol, 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 umahol.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs,
and organs, and organs.
Hallelujah, beminim veugav, veugav, veugav.
Praise him upon the loud cymbal, 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 cymbal.
Hallelujah, betzilzele shama, 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 shama.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal, cymbal.
Hallelujah, betzilzele teruah, 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 teruah.
Let everything that hath breath, 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 breath.
Kol ham neshamat, 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 neshamat.
Praise the Lord.
Tehallel Yah, 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 Yah.
Praise ye the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Hallelujah, Yah, 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 Yah.
So here, 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 coming forward right here. Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov. Reasoning on the Baraka, the blessing right here of the patriarch to the sons of Israel. Looking at Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, Levi, the first three sons coming forward. But here, the Sabbath Seal Psalm, Psalm 144 on the dub of the Nazarene.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming. God bless you, Dave.
Now, here in this Torah portion right here, here we're at the last Torah portion, the first book of Moses, Sefer Bereishis, in the beginning, Genesis, called Genesis, Bereishis. So here at the 12th for the Shabbat, Wa Yechi, and he lived, and the patriarch lived. So what we have here is the last days of Yaakov, last days of the patriarch Jacob. We have a lot that's packed into this first book for the first semester. Here, as we're completing this first book of Moses, the first book of the directions, first book of the instructions, first book of the teachings, first book of the glory of his divine majesty. So here we're in Genesis. And here we're at the 12th Rastafari sabbatical study for this 12th Mana Torah portion, reading and feeding, Vayechi, and he lived. So there's a couple of first themes, just an overview right here. Here we're referring to TPV, Volume 1, Torah portion, Volume 1. We have the PDF, the download of the PDF off the hard copy. We recommend one get a hard copy. It's often good to have a hard copy, but if ones are not able to get it or just not yet, just get to check it out. You get the PDF at Rastafari Groundation. Can download it. Yes, I, and Sadaka, always. Yes, I. So here we have Vayechi, right? Vayechi. Right? That's the first word of the Parsha, right? Of this manna here as we are completing this first book here, the Sefer, Bereishis, in the beginning. Reishis, in the principle. So this is 12th sabbatical Torah portion, the manna here, 99 Judaic cycle of the Torah portion, reading and feeding. We of the royal order, the Rastafari order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and the cycle of Torah readings here. And it's the last in the book of Genesis, constituting Genesis chapter 47, verse 28, to Genesis 50, 26. Now, in the diaspora, we the black Jews, the Latin tribe of Judah, here in the diaspora, we read it the 12th Shabbat, after the Simchat Torah, the joy of Jalor, generally in December or the January time. So right here, we have the summary, five-part summary here from the TPV, the Torah portion, Volume 1. We have the first part, the first summary item, the burial in Canaan, the insistence of the patriarch, Yaakov, Abinu Yaakov, our father Jacob, to be buried not in Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, not to be buried in Egypt, not to be buried in so-called Kemet or Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim, but to be buried in Canaan and in the cave, the Machpelah, also another very important word when we consider the metaphysical implication of the word in the mystery school of HaMashiach. So take note. Then the second item, we have the Baraka, right? The blessing of Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh. Now, also significance of the will and the understanding and the faculties of affirmation represented by Ephraim, doubly fruitful, and Manasseh, and forgetting or denial. So we have both the understanding and we have the will, right? Or will represented by Ephraim, right? And also the particular reversal of the baraka of the patriarch, transferring the blessing of the firstborn to the sheni, the younger, that was Ephraim, and the second, we could say for the second, to the first. So that reversal right there. So we have Ephraim and Manasseh, and also the adopting of Ephraim and Manasseh as Yaakov's own sons. Right? So this is also a very interesting reasonment right there, but just as a summary, burial in Canaan, not to be buried, the insistence not to be buried in Mitzrayim. So these are some of the topical study themes, some of the areas, you know, kind of like bite-sized portions to zoom in and zoom out. So looking at the overview right here, we have the burial in Canaan, second item, the Baraka, or the Berkot of Ephraim and Manasseh. Then we have Yaakov's blessings, right, his blessing of the 12 sons, of his 12 sons. Then we have the fourth item, the burial of Yaakov, right, and the death of Yosef, and the conclusion of the first book of Moses, the Sefer Bereishis, Genesis. So here we see to zoom in on the third item. We have the third topical item, and that is the blessing of the 12 sons. Now, before the 12 sons were blessed, we had the blessing of Yosef, of Joseph's two sons, and that's namely Manasseh and Ephraim, and the adoption of those two sons by the patriarch, and the reversing, right, of the order, where it says that he guided his hands in Genesis chapter 48 and 14, and Yisrael, and Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Israel, stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's Rosh, Ephraim's Aras, his Rosh, his head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's Rosh, Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Yosef, verse 15, and said, El Elohim, before whom my fathers, Abraham and Yitzhak, did walk, did trot, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, which fed me all my life long to this day, Ha Melaach, the angel who redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name, make my name, Yisrael, Israel's name, be named on them, and the name of my fathers, my patriarchs, Abraham and Yitzhak, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth, in the midst of the earthly plain. Now that right there is the last word in the Sheni, the second Aliyah, here in this Torah portion reading. And then we pick up the third. And when Joseph saw this, saw that his father had laid his right hand upon the Rosh, the head of Manasseh, it displeased him. And he held up his father's yad, his father's hand, to remove it from Ephraim's Rosh, Ephraim's head, to Manasseh's head. And Yosef said to his father, not so, Avi, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon Rosho, put thy right hand upon his head. And we have Yaakov refusing and saying that, Yada'iti, Yada'iti, Yada'iti b'ni, Yada'iti, I know, my son, I know it. And he also shall be great, speaking of Manasseh, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed, his race, shall become a multitude of nations. Now, not to go over that again in the detail that we've already touched on it previously, but this is also a topical theme here. So we see the blessing of the two sons of Jacob and the blessing of the two sons of Joseph, and these two sons being adopted as sons of Yaakov. Now that's a reason in itself. Why so? And what is the implication, significance of that as well? But here to zoom in on the 12, right, in chapter 49, Yaakov's, his dying baraka, his berakot, his blessings, the prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael, the prophetic of the tribes of Yisrael. So here we pick up right here, and this will correspond with the Rebi'i, with the fourth Aliyah, right here with Genesis chapter 49, chapter XLIX, the Mim Tate, the main Tate chapter, Bereshith, Y Yechi, Mim Tate. And Jacob called to his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you, befall y'all in the end of days. Be'acharit ha'yamin, in the last days. Be'acharit ha'yamin, in the end of days, in the last days. So he calls his sons, he says, assemble yourselves and hear your sons of Yaakov, and hearken to Yisrael, Israel, your father. Vayikra Yaakov el benayo, vayomer he'asfu v'hagida lachem. Eita asher yikra etkem be'achrit hayamim. Assemble yourselves together. Hikavtsu. This is where we get the kavat, kibbutz, right? The kibbutz, the kavat. He says, hikavtsu. Gather, assemble. Gather yourselves together. Now, KJV has in verse 1 and verse 2 of Genesis chapter 49, gather in both places, in the Chumash, First sentence, gather yourselves together. Gather yourselves together. Hey, Asfu, gather yourselves together. Agida lachem, and I will tell y'all, et asher yikra etikem, that which will happen before your bi'achrit hayamin. Hikabtsu, assemble yourselves, kibbutz yourselves, hikabtsu, hikabtsu, v'shimu'u b'nei Yaakov, and hear, shimu'u, shimu'u, v'shimu, 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 b'nei, my sons, the sons, b'nei Yaakov. So here he speaks also in the third person sense, right? Because Jacob is gathering his sons together. And Israel is blessing his children right here. So it's Yaakov, but then we see the significance of Israel, of the name. So he wants the two names of Jacob. Why in some places we have Yaakov? And in other places we have Israel. Here he says, assemble yourselves and hear. Hikavitzu, assemble, kibbutz yourselves. With Shimao b'nei Yaakov, your sons of Yaakov. With Shimao, and hear y'all. With Shimao, v'shimao, and hear, obey, hear. With Shimao, il Yisrael avikem. El Yisrael to Yisrael, Yisrael, with Shimao, el Yisrael avikem. And hearken, y'all, to Israel, your father. So in this chapter here, we have the 12 sons, the 12 tribes, being gathered together. They are being told, he seeks to tell them, with agida, to tell them, right, lachem, to all of y'all, to tell you, he intended to reveal the end. Then you see the advent of HaMashiach, the Messiah, to them. But Shataniah, the Shekinah, departed, they say, from him, and he turned to other matters. That which shall befall you in the end of days. Eight, Asha Yikra etikem, bi'achrit hayamin, how you will each fear in the conquest of Canaan and what you will each inherit therein. Some observe that what follows is not a baraka, but simply this revelation of the future. He did, in fact, bless them too as follows from verse 28, but his blessings to them, some say, are not recorded. Others hold that the end of days, as we have in the Chumash and the KJV, is the last days, or bi'achrit ha-yamin, in the end, bi'achrit, the days after ha-yamin, the latter days. Some say this refers to the messianic age, the messianic era, of which his words contain a hint. Others cite that verse 10 in chapter 49 is an allusion to ha-mashiach. He says, hearken, with Shimao il Yisrael avikem, hearken to Yisrael your father, accept the way in which he has taught you all his life. Listen, hear. Not just to hear, but to hear with the implication of obey, obedience. Thereby, you will be true sons of Yisrael, true children, true B'nai Yisrael, and you will strive with Elohim, and you will strive with man, and you will prevail, as the Baraka, that HaMela'ak pronounced on him, the man, the angel Elohim, in Genesis chapter 32, at verse 29. So he begins off here with Reuven, B'Kori Ata, Kochi, with Reishita Oni, Yeter Se'eta, with Yeter Oz, says Reuben, thou, my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou. He went up to my couch. There we have the KJV rendering of it. Here from the Sefer Bereishis, it reads, Reuven, Bekori, Ata, Reuven, behold, a son, Reuven, the vision of the son, Reu, behold your Reu, Bain, a son. A son is seen, Reuven, Bekori, 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 Ata, Reuven, thou art my firstborn, Ata, Bekori, Ata, my might, Kochi, Koch, Kochi, my might, Kochi, my might, with Reishit, and the first fruit, with Reishit, Oni, and the first fruit of my strength, with Reishit, Oni, Yeter Se'et, with Yeter Oz, the excellency, Yeter Se'et, of dignity, with Yeter, and the excellency, Oz, of strength, of power, Oz, Oz, unstable as water, Pachaza, Kamai, Ala Totar, have not thou the excellency? Some interpret that as, have not thou the excellency? King James Version, the translators bring it out, unstable as water, Pachaz Kamayim, Pachaz Kamayim, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, Al Totar, thou shalt not excel because thou wentest up, Aliyad up, to thy father's bed, Ki Alita, Mishikave Avika, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, Aliyad up to your father's bed. Ki Alita, Mishikave Avika, Aza Halalta, Yitzui Allah, then defilest thou it. Yitzui Allah, he went up to my couch. What do we have here? Reuven. We have Reuven. Reuven. First and foremost, Reuven. Reuven, the eldest son of Yaakov by Leah in Genesis 29:32. The metaphysical implications is Reuven is faith, represents faith. In its aspect of discernment, sight, Reu, Reu, see your Reu, Bain, son, Reuven, faith in its aspect of discernment, sight. In the outer sense, some link the Palu connection, he's the son of Reuven. Reuven, like Shimon, like Simeon, this speaks of understanding, a faculty. We have the 12 faculties of man. A faculty takes on the tincture and the tone of some associate faculty, as with the 12 sons and the 12 faculties of men, the 12 signs, the 12 apostles, disciples, apostles. Here, a faculty, this firstborn faculty represented by Reuven of the 12. A faculty takes on the tincture and the tone of some associate faculty. We must understand the relation and the relationship of that faculty, since any faculty can take on the character of another faculty or perform its office. And so we find in the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, that the faculties that they signify are interblending and acting in various capacities under varying circumstances. The 12 Bnei Yaakov, sons of Jacob, represent the 12 foundation faculties of man, of humanity. The name of each of these sons, when correctly interpreted, gives the development and office its particular faculty in spirit, soul, and body. In the tripartite trifold being, because man is a trinity made in the image and after the likeness of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. For example, when the Bnei Ya'akov were born, their mothers revealed the character of the faculties that they represented as set forth in the 29th and the 30th chapters of Genesis. And Leah conceived and bare a son and called his name Reuben, for she said, because Yahuwah Jehovah hath looked upon my affliction. The emphasis is on the word looked. And by referring to the concordance, we find that the meaning of the name Reuben is a son seen. Behold, y'all, a son. It is clear that this refers to the bringing forth of sight, seen, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because Yahuwah Jehovah hath heard that I am hated, end quote. Here the emphasis is on the word heard. You heard? And referring to the concordance, we find that Shimon, or Simeon, means who hears, one who hears, one who obeys, hearing in the sense of obeying, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time is she, my husband, my ish, be joined to me, be joined to I, end quote. In this case, the emphasis is on the word joined. Lewi, Levi means joined to, attached, or unity, einity, which in body is feeling. In the soul, the nefesh, in the suke, the psyche, sympathy. In the spirit, the ruach, it's love. So each of these 12 faculties in the complete man, the complete human being, functions in this threefold degree. What is here described as the 12 sons of Ya'akov, the Bnei Ya'akov, is the first or the natural bringing forth of the faculties, which arrive at a higher expression in the 12 disciples of Yeshua, HaMashiach, in the 12 disciples of Jesus Christus of Jesus Christ. Shimon Petro, Simon Peter, is hearing and faith united. Johannes, John is feeling and love joined. When we believe, amen, na'amen, na'amin, what we hear, what we shema, what we hear, it forms in us, in I, the substance of hadavar, of the word, which is Petro, Peter, a rock, a sure foundation. So faith, admittance cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of HaMashiach, Reuben. Now next we have, interestingly enough, we have Simon and Levi. Simon and Levi, or Simeon and Levi. And here, we have it said, Simeon and Levi are brethren. Simon and Levi are brethren. Shimon u Levi achim. Achim. They are ach. They are ach. Achim. They are brethren. Simon and Levi are brethren. Let's bring this out from the KJV first rate here. The KJV, let's just bring this forward. So we have Simeon and Levi. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty, their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret. To their assembly, thy assembly, my honor, be not thou united. For in their anger, they slew a man. And in their self-will, they dig down a wall, cursed their anger for fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Ya'akov, in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel, in Israel. So we have Shimon with Lewi, Simon and Levi. Let's touch on Shimon, Simeon. Simeon, Shimon, in the Hebrew, Shimon, 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 hearing, Shimon, hearkening, Shimon, obeying, Shimon, obedient, Shimon, understanding, Shimon, announced, Shimon, reported, reputed, famous. Second son of Yaakov, of Jacob by Leah, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because Yahuwah Jehovah hath heard that I am afflicted, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called Shema, Shimaon. She called his name Shimaon. Genesis 29:33. Yaakov, Jacob's blessing of this son is as follows, as we already touched on once again. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Weapons of violence are their swords. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their council, to their assembly. My glory, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hopped an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Genesis 49:5-7. In Moshe's Braka, Moses' blessing of the tribes of Israel, Shimon, Simeon, is not mentioned. In the promised land, quote, their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the children of Yehuda. We have this in Joshua 19:1. The metaphysical implication, the bringing forth of Shimon, the bringing forth of hearing. This son of Yaakov did not, according to his history, fulfill that which the name implies. When we connect this with Reuben, we get further light or illumination on the import of Yaakov's sons of the B'nai Yaakov. Simeon means one who listens or one who obeys, one who listens and one who obeys. Shimon, hearing. In its higher aspect, it refers to the state of mind in the devout Meshahawian Christian anointed one that looks for and expects spiritual guidance and instruction direct from Elohim. It may be summed up in the word receptivity. We have Luke's Gospel, chapter 2:25. In Luke 2:29, this new consciousness of the indwelling immortal life takes the place of hope, expectancy, obedience, Shimon. Now we have the name Simon from the Hebrew Shimon, the Greek of the Hebrew, still with the meaning hearing, hearkening, obeying, understanding, announced, reported, reputed, famous. We have the apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, who was called Petros or Petro or Peter, Matthew 4:18. We have a brother of Yeshua in Matthew 13:55. We have Simeon the leper in Matthew 26:6. Another apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach. We have Simon the zealot in Luke 6:15. The father of Judas Iscariot in John 6:71. There was a sorcerer who lives in HaMashiach and the Messiah through Philip's teaching in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8:9-24. Simon is the same as Simeon. Metaphysically speaking, mystery school of the Messiah, HaMashiach, for the general significance of Simeon, referred to Simeon. The spelling slightly different. We have strength. Andrew is clearly related to substance or Simon, which in spirit we call faith or Peter, John 1:40-41. Faith is the giving substance to things, hoped for, Hebrews 11:1. There's some marginal notes also getting into the Hebrew 11:1 quote. Faith is the giving substance to things that are hoped or expected for. What we hope for and mentally see seen as a possibility in our life, our liberty becomes and comes into visibility, and we call it substance. In Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 34, Yeshua coming, quote, into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John, end quote. In individual consciousness, it signifies the coming of the spiritual he who he be, the great I am, into a firm, unyielding, enduring consciousness of faith and strength, typified by Simon and Andrew, supported by the faculties of judgment and love, represented by James and John. The results are a positive activity of these spiritual forces directed by he who he be, the great I am, which brings about a healing, redeeming work within the soul, represented by Simon's mother-in-law, who was healed by Yeshua. This living demonstration, this manifestation of the power of HaRuach, the spirit in the nefesh, in the psyche, in the soul consciousness, awakens the soul to the knowledge, the gnosis of the power of HaRuach, of the spirit of the Irid, to free and to make whole and holistic all that are sick. All thoughts of a demoniac character are brought to Simon's door, representing the door of faith, and are healed. We have Simon the Canaanite, or Simon the Zealot. Another of Yeshua's apostles represents the zeal faculty in man. In the body, this faculty is located at the base of the brain. The house of Simon the leper, what does it represent? It represents a state of body consciousness in which vital substance has been vitiated. Simon the sorcerer is the ambition of personality. Simon the sorcerer, the ambition of personality, to handle the power of Ruach, of the spirit of the Irid, without paying the price through faith and love. The offer of money for spiritual power, it entails the thought of man's putting a price on the works of Elohim, on the works of the true good, the true God. The power of the Ruach HaKadosh of the Holy Spirit, the Ayla Irid, is obtained only by unselfish service. Therefore, personal power and glorification have, quote, neither part nor lot, end quote, in the spiritual realm, which is represented by the kingdom of Shamayim, the kingdom of the heavens. The only way to loose the bonds of personality, to make the heart right and righteous toward HaElohim, the true good, the true God, is through repentance, metanoia, change of mind, diligent tefillah, prayer, self-analysis, self-adjustment, and meditation and meditation, which transmute selfishness into unselfishness, personality into individuality, the indivisible duality. The law, HaTorah, is, as I live, saith Adonai, to me, to I, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to Elohim. Shimon, Levi, Achim, Simon and Levi are brothers. Simon and Levi are brothers. So we still have Levi, because Simon and Levi are brothers. So we touched on Simeon from the old to the new, and here also to touch on Levi, Levi, in the bracha, in the blessing of the patriarch, in the blessing of Jacob to his 12 sons. Just touching on these three or four right here and some of the metaphysical implication of this, as well as the application for I and I in the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, in the Hadis Kidan. So here we have the word in the scripture. We read it from KJV, the Hebrew, Shimon Welawi Achim, Kaleya Hamas, Mekerotehem. Simeon and Levi are brethren, weapons of violence, their kinship. This Sodama Alatavo Nafshi, let my soul, make my soul not come into their council. The Sodam Allah Tavo Nafshi Biya Kahalam, to their assembly, let not my glory be united. Allah Techada Kavodi, for in their anger they slew men. Ki De Apam Hargu Ish, they slew Hargu Ish, they slew a man. Ki be apam hargu ish. U abiras onama ikru ashor. And in their self-will, they hogged oxen. They hogged oxen. They, like I say, slew oxen. But now, here's interesting, because KJV brings out, they tore down, right? They tore down a wall. But now this is, this was said to these Achim, brothers, who Shimon Lewi Achim, they are brothers. So Levi, Lewi, joining, Lewi, Levi, clinging, wreathing, entwining, enfolding, uniting, uniting in the sense of loving. The third son of Yaakov by Leah, quote, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will Ishi, my husband, be joined to me, be joined to I, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was Shimon, his name called Lewi, Levi, in Genesis 29:34. Yaakov's bracha of his son Lewi is given jointly together, together with that of Shimon, with that of Simeon. In Genesis 49:5-7, Simeon and Lewi and Levi are brethren. Weapons of violence are their swords. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their council, to their assembly, their assembly. Kavodi, my glory, be not thou united. Allah techada kavodi. Bi kahalam. Allah techad kavodi. For in their anger, They slew a man, ki be'apam hargu ish. And in their self-will, they hacked, like hacked an ox. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Yisrael. And scatter them in Israel. Arura pa maki oz. Wherever ratam makia kashta. E halakem de Yaakov. Wa fitzem de Israel. Now we have to note that when it says, curse be their anger. Arura apa. He did not curse them. He cursed their anger. May they fail in their anger to take vengeance and do evil. May their anger grow less and less and less. Aurora pam. For as blessed from the barak root in the Hebrew often implies increase, so curse, aurora, denotes the reverse. I will divide them in Jacob, scatter them in Israel. Moshe's baraka on the tribe of Lewi, which we have in Deuteronomy 33, verses 8 to 11. And of Lewi, Levi, he said, thy Tumim and thy Urim are with thy godly one, him whom thou lovest, whom thou disprove at Massa, with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him. Neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew he his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Yaakov thine ordinances, and Yisrael, thy law. They shall put incense, eishens, before thee, I, and whole burnt offering upon thine altar. Bless Yahuwah, Jehovah, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. In the mystery school of the Moshiach, metaphysical implication, metaphysically speaking, the faculty of love, Lewi, Levi, in human consciousness, love is the uniting, the uniting, joining force of divine, the divine mind. When Leah, representing the human nefesh, suke, psyche, the human soul, brought forth Lewi, Levi, she said, quote, now, this time will Ishi, my husband, be joined to me. We connect our forces with whatever we send to our loved one. If we love the things, the things, the tings of sense, they become part of us, part of I and I. And we lose the ability to enter into the realm of spirit, the irate mind, the irate mentality. This is why Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh commanded Moshe not to make any graven image of him. Graven images are made by mental pictures. The thought that Elohim is a great king in a place called Shemaima, Shemaim, heaven, makes just such a mental image in one's thought realms. And one grows to believe, admit, amen in, and worship such an imaginary being instead of the true Elohim, the true good, the true God, who is Ruach, spirit, Irid, Yaakov, Jacob's Baraka, Jacob's blessing on Lewi, on Levi, which seem to some more of a curse than a Baraka. It reveals how the strong emotions and feelings of man before coming under the dominion of divine, divine love are often exercised in very adverse and destructive ways. Lewi, Levi means joining or united. Signifies in the body feeling, in the soul, the nefesh, the suke, the psyche, sympathy, in the spirit, love. Therefore, when love is expressed through the body as feeling, apart from love's dominion, violence may result instead of kindness, and unselfishness and an irresistible power for good. Moshe's Baraka, Moses' blessing in the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, reveals a great unfoldment, a great lifting up of the love faculty and consciousness. In this stage, however, it is still of the intellect, and its true spiritual quality has not yet been realized, although a degree of perception of its perfection has been attained. Now, the connection of Lewi, of Levi, as well to the Levites is also particular interest. Speaking of the metaphysical implications of Levi to the Levites, Levites belonging to Levi, as well as Leviticus. But here, take a Selah moment to pause for the cause. The first three sons, Reuven, Shimon, where Lewi, Reuben, Simeon, and Levi.
Music I think I love. Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father. Oh, Israel, let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me live, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Yeah. 28 verse 68. And the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I speak unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. Egypt. Yeah, man. This is talking about the spiritual Egypt, America, the house of bondage.
Oh, that's how our Western journey began.
Yeah, man. Israel gone captivity for breaking your law. We were driven out of Israel by the Roman Empire. Seek some refuge in our West Africa. Then the Arab and the Amite sold us to Esau. Then focus on the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire on the slave master. But the scripture said you must be a fierce slaughter for the iniquities of your forefathers.
As it is written in thy law, Yahweh Yimloka Le'olam Wa'ad, and Jehovah shall reign forever and ever, for ever and ever. Ve'ne'emar Ve'hayah Yahweh Le'meleka Al Kol Ha'aretz Ha'vayom Ha'hu Yehyeh Yahweh Echad Ushmo Echad. And it is said, Yahweh Jehovah shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall Yahweh Jehovah be one, and his name one. Ve'ne'emar Wehaya Yahweh Le Meleka Al Kol Haaretz Vayom Hahu Yehyeh Yahweh Echad Ushmo Echad. And here, here, here on Sabbaths, on the Shabbat and festivals, it is usual for a father, a patriarch, to pronounce a baraka, a benediction, on his children. Lemor, saying to sons, Le Zakar, to son, to sons, Yisimeka Elohim, Ke Ephraim, We Kimnaseh, Elohim, render thee I. Like Ephraim and like Manasseh. And to daughters, Le Nekeva, Ye Semek Elohim, Ke Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, We Leah, Elohim, render thee I, like Sarah, Rivka, Rebecca, Rachel, Rachel, and Leah, and Leah.
God bless you. We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
Music, I think I love.
Jollof love me by.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More
fire. the latest of the night and in the earliest of the morning time. I'll be there for your needs, treat them right all the time. One another, love you one another, love you one another. What a vibe for Natalawa, send up a vibe throughout the struggle. Seem to help one each other, Instagram, my vinegar. What a power over, emotional fire. Of Adam, speaks of water. From below come the artist lava, busting out of world to conquer. Love you one another, love you one another, love you one another, love you one another, love you one another. Oh, in the latest of the night, in the earliest of morning time. Might be there for your need. Treat them right all the time.
Me nah pray to no Baphomet, no Baphomet, no Baphomet, no Baphomet. Me nah pray to no Baphomet, but the Jah me give me Anna. If you make me sing even though my band stammer, so me sing sweet song like Hosanna. My voice sweet like a piano. Me nah pray to no Baphomet, cause everything my words are for me happy good. Band for faces for me happy sweet. Things and time get serious for me happy check. But me love my life for me a keep that.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God,
Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.